Day 25, Leaving and Cleaving. Let's read some scriptures together. Matthew chapter 10, verses 37 to 39. Anyone who loves his father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And secondly, let's read Mark chapter 10, verses 29 to 31. I tell you the truth, Jesus replied. No one who has left home, or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, and with them persecutions. And in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. Often we think of the phrase leaving and cleaving in association with marriage, but I think it should equally apply to our relationship with Jesus. It is easy to sing songs like, I give you everything, than it is to live it. Usually, the relationships and affections we have are not sinful in and of themselves, but they can become snares if they hold us in a wrong position in our lives. It will always cost you something to give God the highest place. These verses do not say we should not love our family, but they just remind us that they should not have first place in our affections and resulting decisions. When we choose to get married, we understand that we will have to change personal lifestyle choices for the sake of this new partnership. But we are ready to do this because we love deeply. So also, we need to be ready to sacrifice our preferences for the sake of God. We need to release our children to make radical decisions for God and not pressurize them with our personal desires. My daughter has married an Australian, and I knew this would mean my grandchildren would grow up a long way away. But I also knew that this marriage was made in heaven, so I had to let go of my dreams of having my grandchildren around the corner and release them to go. I remember when my parents made the decision to send me to boarding school while they remained on the mission field in India. This was not an easy decision for any of us in the family. I did not want to go, and my parents did not want to lose me, but for the sake of the call of God to India, I needed to go. I have found that the promises shown in Mark above to be true. Although we did pay a price of sacrifice, we have reaped a reward of blessing on this earth too. We had to give up our home and our family time, but God has blessed us with so much in our later lives. Again and again, if you read the stories of laid down lives, you will notice this thread of sacrifice concerning relationships. Some people have to sacrifice a promise of marriage for the sake of the call. I know a wonderful lady missionary in India who, when younger, sacrificed the love of her life and broke her engagement when she realized that her fiancé did not have the same call to the mission field and would not leave England or his family. She never met anyone on the mission field and served there for many years alone. Finally, she retired and returned to England and was apprehensive about living this latter period of her life alone in a strange nation. She joined our church, fell in love with a wonderful widower in the congregation, and found that God supplied her with a perfect partner for her old age. So even if now is a time of sacrifice and readjustment of precious relationships, do not let anxiety tell you that you're now going to lose everything. This is not true. You may sacrifice today, but you will always gain both more in this life and the life to come. So do not fear to let go of those things you know you should not hold so tightly. Let us pray. Father, today I give you my affections and my family. I trust you to guide me to do all things well. I yield to you my home, family, and relationships, and ask you to direct my time, choices, and desires for each of them. Help me keep your plans for my life in the highest place, and not manipulate people to do what I want. Help me not to let my emotional desires rule my life. Let me see in my life and the lives of those around me the promise of the blessing where they have sacrificed. Thank you for blessing our homes and our lives as we yield them to you afresh. Amen.